Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Helen Strike. She is the president of Regina Hospital and the River Falls Hospital. And she's here today to get us caught up on all sorts of local coronavirus stats and other things that we may need to know. Helen, great to chat with you.
Thanks, Mo. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, thank you so much. How have you been personally? Is your life different because of the coronavirus? Do you have to just kind of sequester when you get home? What is your life like?
That's a great question. Thanks. I am single, and so in some ways that's really a benefit because I get to go home and not worry about anybody else and not think about things. So in that way, I get to definitely get rest once I get home if things aren't too hot around the state. But it's also kind of lonely, Mo, because things that I used to do, I used to go out to lunch with friends and dinner and travel a lot. My family is all in Canada, and so I travel a lot, and so that is not happening. So yeah, so thanks for asking, because it has been a little bit of a extreme situation the last 9 months, hasn't it?
It has been. And I think, you know, we're going to talk today about our physical health, but certainly if people are struggling with mental health issues, the Allina Clinic is there to help with those as well.
It is. And Allina is one of the largest mental health providers in Minnesota. And we have learned, like everybody else, that telehealth and mental health go really well together. So please, if anyone out there is feeling a little bit like they need some assistance or would like to talk to someone, we have a mental health coordination line that's well posted on our website at alinahealth.org, and we can get you in touch with someone quickly, because it has been really tough. But these days we're finding with telehealth that we're reaching a whole lot more people than we used to when you used to have to come into an office. So we're very pleased to be able to offer that service to all of Minnesota.
You know, is that something that came out of the coronavirus crisis, or were you doing that already?
We were doing a little bit of it, but really this has just got really tremendous during COVID. So I would say this is one of the benefits of the coronavirus, that it has not only forced us to go to do something different, but created some systems, even in our primary care virtual visits are staying. And those things meet the needs of a whole lot of people who either can't come into the clinic, don't have the time to drive or the means to get there. And we're able to now meet the needs of a whole pile of people that we couldn't before.
Could you explain, you mentioned telehealth and virtual visits. Can you explain to our listeners what those are, if they perhaps have not participated in those?
Yes, there's a couple of ways we do virtual visits for primary care. So if you phone to make an appointment and our customer experience center feels like this is an appointment that could be handled by one of our doctors or nurse practitioners or PAs, either over the phone or by the computer, we will arrange a virtual visit. There's sometimes where we do virtual visits for everything. So if you're feeling like you're having some COVID symptoms, we will do a virtual visit with a provider to decide what kind and where you should have your testing done. So virtual visits can either be by phone, which is easy, we're used to that, or if you have Zoom or other ways at which we can connect to you by, we're all getting better at Zoom and things like that, aren't we? By telehealth, then you can actually have a video visit, which is kind of fun to do. I've done one myself.
You know, they are fun. Is fun the right word?
It's fun to be sitting in your living room.
That's
your
what's, you know what, that's what's fun. And sometimes, this sounds so weird, but sometimes you just don't feel well enough to even shower, put on clothes, and go somewhere to have a doctor visit. And it's kind of nice to be able to just ring somebody up and chat with them, and save them, you know, time and energy, and you're saving time and energy. And as you mentioned before, a lot of people have transportation issues, and that really can make them not go to a doctor appointment if they need to. So I'm all for this. And again, it's pretty easy, isn't it? You just call your regular Allina provider number, and they can help get that scheduled.
Absolutely. You reminded me that I had a bad flu at New Year's, and I was too sick to get to the hospital. And so I think if I'd had a virtual visit then, I would have gotten care better. So I think we're actually improving care by doing this type of thing.
I think it's fabulous. And then factor in the other piece that I know has been around for a while, and that's kind of under this same umbrella, where let's say somebody is having heart attack symptoms and they're brought into the emergency room. They then are able to do kind of a Zoom or a FaceTime visit with a cardiologist specialist at another facility to decide if they should stay at Regina or perhaps go to someplace else.
That's right. We have three or four different ways now, and some of them that have just started since COVID, to communicate with doctors at United or Abbott. We now, in our hospital here at Regina, we have tele-intensivists with our Abbott intensivists, where our intensivists can work with our hospitalists here directly, either on the phone or by telehealth. We have a telehealth system with children's, with the neonatologist. So when you have your baby here at Regina, if there's any kind of worry at all, we can get the neonatologist on the telehealth and they can see your baby. They can see all the vital signs. It's fantastic as an experience that creates a much safer way to have a baby. And then we have telehospitalists here. So from 7 at night to 7 in the morning, we have a doctor right on the telehealth machine that's available immediately should there be any trouble or for admissions. And that's actually better care too, because before we used to have a hospitalist come in. Now we're able to have telehealth happen immediately when you arrive, so up and to the floor. So I think a lot of good things. And of course then our telestroke program, which I think is the highlight. And we've had that for a number of years with Dr. Sandy Hansen, the neurologist, stroke neurologist at United. And we've saved many a patient from strong debilitation because Dr. Hansen and her team are available in our ER right away and we can start treatment immediately. And that's the one that saves lives every day.
Just amazing. So there are some really positive things that have come out of all of this. You mentioned the hospitals, especially having a baby. That has changed, hasn't it? There are fewer people allowed to come in. And can you explain that to everybody out of an abundance of caution with COVID?
Yeah, we have still have visiting restrictions. Not quite as strict as the senior living homes have, of course, because of the vulnerability of patients there. But for the hospital, we allow one visitor in per day, so you have to sign up your visitor, and they can come anytime during that day from between 12 and 8 for if you're in our med-surg unit. For having a baby, we now are able to have one visitor plus a doula or a labor coach along with you. So that's lightened up a tiny bit. When we're hopeful that the numbers keep staying stable, or at least hospitalizations keep staying stable so that we don't have to turn that back. Like the governor, we watch dials, and we're prepared to turn our dials back at Alina and across all the systems in Minnesota should we need to, if hospital capacity gets to be a problem.
You know, I always think about when I'm at your facility in Hastings, the Regina Hospital, I go to one end and then I go to the other end, but I think about little babies being born. They're just minutes old. And then in that same facility are people that are probably some of the oldest people I know in Hastings. And yeah, it really is fascinating to think they're all under one roof. Do you ever think about that, Helen?
That's great, Mo. You know, I love that. What a hospital like Regina offers to the community is a continuum of care, birth to death, from labor and delivery to hospice care. And I think it's just what our community deserves and needs. And we're going to have to work really hard through all of this time of difficulty with financial challenges. And then are just people who are worried about coming in for care, not wanting to have surgery or not wanting to have a visit because they're concerned about their health. There's a lot of dynamics happening right now that we have to stay sight to the fact that Regina is our community hospital for Hastings, and we want it and need it here to provide that care.
Absolutely. So I know that some people are hesitant about coming in to get care. What will you say to them? Can you encourage them that, yes, now is the time, don't put it off, especially if it's preventative things that can lead to more issues down the line?
Well, we've been at this too long now. Remember when the governor first started talking to us about what we would have to do to turn the dial backs? We were talking about 2 weeks, then 4 weeks. Well, we've been at this since March. And so if people have delayed getting their mammograms or having their colonoscopy or seeing a nutritionist or getting some, you know, imaging done, all of those things, or having surgery done, all of those things may create a more difficult situation that becomes more serious. So delaying care is really important for us. And when you don't get preventative care, like having your physical or getting that mammogram, the chances of issues being present later on are stronger, of course. And then if there was a cancer there that was undetected, it will be worse than it was 6 months previously. So these time-sensitive things really need to be looked after for our own health and to make sure that we are staying as healthy as we can. Getting our vaccines, it's flu shot season right now, so I think we gave 40 or 50 flu shots over the weekend at our same-day care at our clinic, and we want to make sure that everybody, not just adults, are getting their vaccinations, but that our kids are too. We're really seeing a concern about lack of measles and other types of vaccines that are well children vaccines because of concerns. I think most importantly, I want people to know that we're doing our very best to create a safe care environment for you when you come. We do screening at the front doors. We make sure that patients who are here have all of the things they need to stay safe. Surgery, of course, is at the safest as possible, and there'll be a COVID test prior to many procedures that we do here in all surgeries. So we are doing our best at Alina, just as every other system is, to keep you as safe as possible so that you feel comfortable coming to receive care.
So tell us a little bit more about the COVID testing that you're doing.
Things have changed a little bit. As the weather's gotten colder and the flu season has come upon us, Alina Health has changed the way we're doing testing. We still have curbside testing available, but at fewer spots. Our closest one now to Alina is up at Woodbury Clinic. But what we're finding now is that patients, it's a little confusing. We're in cough and cold season. We're in flu season. We've got COVID around. So now we're asking patients, when they call in with some symptoms, to have a virtual visit so that the doctor can decide where is the right place and what are the right testings to have done. If you have purely COVID testing, COVID symptoms, then we can do that at the clinic or up at curbside in Woodbury. But often it's confusing, and you need to be seen by a provider either virtually or in person, and then coming into the Hastings Clinic to be tested is a possibility there too.
So when you say that the symptoms are confusing, could you give our listeners a little bit of a rundown of what symptoms you would say would be more serious than others?
Well, all of the flus and colds, like, all have coughs and often have chills and fevers that can go along with them. But what sets COVID apart is shortness of breath. That loss of taste and smell seems to be specific to most COVID diagnoses. And so it's hard for a patient to or a provider to determine, do we think you have the flu or do you think we have COVID? Do you need a flu test or do you need a COVID test? Do you have strep throat? So now we want to make sure that we have a medical professional who is listening to your symptoms and is able to determine whether you need to be seen or not, rather than just sending you for testing. Because I think what we're concerned about now is, what if there is something serious going on and we send you for COVID testing and miss something else?
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the COVID percentages and numbers in this area. What can you speak to the statistics?
Thanks. Yesterday, the state let us know that there were another 982 newly reported cases with three newly reported deaths, which brings up our positive cases to over 100,000, 104,000, which is more than I think anybody ever thought we would have. At Dakota County yesterday, our numbers were up at Hastings to 310 positive cases. as of 4:30 yesterday. I think the last time we talked on the phone, we might have been around 95.
Yes.
And so we've seen really a significant uptick in Dakota County. The school board has been letting us know that we've been between 15 and 16 as a case count for Dakota County, and they're concerned we might be upwards around 20. That doesn't make a change to the way the schools are working, but it's not going in the right direction, is it? So we really are needing to take those precautions. We have got to really be careful now, especially as we're moving indoors. I think you're hearing that in the Sun Belt states like Florida and Texas, their case rates are falling as they move outside because it's cooler. For Minnesota and the Snow Belt states, we're moving inside, so we're seeing some definite increase in cases. So we have to watch those large groups, stay outside if possible, wearing masks, staying 6 feet apart, washing our hands, not touching our faces. All those things are highly important to us in Minnesota and Wisconsin right now.
Well, we really appreciate your insights into everything today, Helen. Thank you so much.
I think we are really looking forward to caring for patients and making sure that we are doing all the things that we need to do to ensure that you get the right care the first time.
So if people are interested in making an appointment, they can call the Allina Clinic directly at 651-438-1800. We really appreciate your time today, Helen. Thank you so much. Helen Strike, she is the president of Regina Hospital and River Falls Hospitals, and we are so grateful that you are here to just calm our fears about all the things that are going on. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.